Good morning, Berkey. How you doing?
I am fantastic, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
The Liquored Up Tour. How come it feels like it's been forever since I've said that Aaron Perchett is out on tour?
I know. Well, the thing is, it's been 5 years.
And what? We
had that little blip in between, you know, between 5 years ago and now, but it feels like it was last year. And I swear to God, I thought that last tour, 2019, couldn't be topped, and it is. For sure.
So you're picking up right where you left off.
Yeah. It feels like nothing has changed, but it got better.
It got better. Yeah, well, that's how we age, right?
Yeah.
So you're out there with Corey Marks and Matt Lang, and I was just taking a look at your Instagram. You're not having any fun at all.
Yeah, no, it's pretty boring.
It looks like a really boring tour, not much going on. Holy smokes, guy.
Yeah, we're having a blast out here, man. This is like the best tour that I've ever been on, and it's because of Corey and Matt and my entire band and crew, and everybody's just having such a great time. We all get along well. The shows are amazing. It's all a different format that nobody's ever seen before for a show, and Corey and Matt are 100% in, and we just... We're like brothers on and off stage. It's great.
I love it. Yeah, I want to ask you about the format because I noticed Matt's on stage, Corey's on stage, Aaron's on stage. I'm like, hang on, is this an Oak Ridge Boys show or?
Yeah, well, I designed it because I didn't like the idea of having just an opening act and a middle act and then a headliner. I wanted all of us to be involved, and it actually kicks off unexpectedly. And then several things happen during the entire 2 hours that you're just not expecting. And there's a moment in the middle that you definitely don't want to miss. But from the beginning of the show, you don't want to miss the show because it starts off, like I said, with a bang and ends with a big boom. So you do not want to miss it.
And when you think about concert going, you know, a lot of people say, it's just the opening act. I can miss that. With your show, you don't want to miss the beginning, the end, or anything, like you said, in the middle because it's one big show rather than two separates.
Yeah, and typically what I've seen with an opening act, you know, doing a 30-minute set, most people be like, yeah, maybe I'll catch that.
Yeah.
But, we'll catch the middle act and we'll catch a headliner for sure. But this is something that literally you got to be either in your seats or standing in front of the stage and ready for the show as soon as it starts.
Love it. Let's talk about some of the material you're doing. Obviously, you've got some great anthems like Hold My Beer and New Frontier and stuff. And then you're mixing in some of the new stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, it goes back to about 2003 is about as old as I get with the songs. And that's my way. I'm doing some of the new stuff too. I've got Liquored Up is obviously in there, and as well as the new track that just came out last week called Just Want to Feel
Just
It.
Just Want to Feel It, yeah.
We're stoked about this tune.
So you got Drumheller on the 16th, Cold Lake on the 17th, and you're making your way east. I got to say, I love this contest that you've come up with for folks who attend one of your shows. You're giving them a chance to win a house party.
Yeah, you got to buy a vinyl album at the show, and within one of the 300 that we press that we have, it's a limited run, there's a gold record. So whoever finds a gold record gets a free house concert, no matter where it is in Canada. It could be, it could be in Cold Lake, it could be in Drumheller, it could be in Halifax, for all I know.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Whoever finds a gold album, I'm going to come out to their house and do a free show.
What a brilliant idea for a contest.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a little something I came up with myself, to be honest.
Well, the last time I saw you on TV, you were doing an MTV Cribs. Can we have it at that house, or is that house gone now?
Yeah, we could do yeah, that house is long
gone. Is that house long gone?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll do it at my place in Nanaimo. Why not?
That's all. It's so great to have you back, man. As soon as I saw you were out there, I'm like, he's back. And it's got to feel amazing.
It does, yeah. I mean, I got a song on the new album called It Ain't Getting Old. And basically what it is I wrote it with my son and his fiance and a buddy named Ryan McMahon. And we wrote it about our careers, you know, we're getting older. I'm getting older, but it ain't getting old. What we're doing in this music business is not getting old. And that's what's happening with this tour that I'm finding out that I'm getting older for sure. But I'm not slowing down. I still feel like I'm 25 on stage and just running around sweating and having a blast with Corey and Matt. And they're 20 years younger than me. And they're, you know, they're all gassed out and I'm still ready to go.
Yeah. The old guy's showing them how it's done.
Yeah. Come on, get out. Yeah, whippersnappers.
Well, thanks so much for taking just a few minutes to swing by the Windspeaker Radio Network, buddy. I really appreciate it. Online, AaronPerchett.com. Go see him live, and maybe you'll win a little house concert with him too.
You just might. Yeah, thanks, Sean. Good to talk to you, buddy.